Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dear Chicago. Down south. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
everybody needs a little time away.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
Today is April 7th, 2011.
Show 347.
See, it's one day before my mama's.
Mamacita.
Cumpleaños.
Cumpleaños a tu mama.
She got her gifts today. She was excited.
Yeah.
I'm glad it made her happy.
Yay.
She needs some happiness.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for returning back to this crap fest we call a podcast.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry.
That was loud, y'all.
Love it later.
No. Ricky doesn't believe in the level later when he does editing because it takes too long.
Whatever.
But I might do it. I mean, I guess it's free.
What else are you gonna do?
Well, I could
exactly
just do it easily.
Yeah. Ricky just got told.
I just got told, y'all. So this is episode 347. We are, yes, I am aware. We are 12 days away from the 5-year anniversary of Foul Monkeys. I can't believe that shit. It's pretty awesome.
Motherfucking 5 years.
And 14,000 co-hosts later, we have James LeRoy here.
Holla.
What?
Holla what?
Thank you for listening. We appreciate you. I love you all. And goodbye.
That's the end of the
this
show.
This is a sign off. And we're never doing the show again.
Ever.
So, I wanted to start off with something a little serious. You know, it's a little serious. Yesterday, James and I, we had dinner with Bill. And so I had this story that I needed to tell them before I actually told it on the show. Which James LeRoy was pretty close to hysterics and had to remove himself from the table.
I had to go to the bathroom and pull myself together.
So
I might even have to step away again.
Right. You're already like tearing up already. So on Tuesday, yeah, yesterday was Wednesday. Tuesday, I talked with my mom, and you guys know I've discussed with you that my stepdad, it was discovered they had throat cancer and that it moved to his sinus cavities and that he was going to have his voice box removed. So, I talked to my mom, and things really aren't going so well for him right now. He had to have his gallbladder removed, and now he also has a feeding tube inserted to prepare him for his surgery for his voice box. I was on the train heading home from having dinner with Roger. And there was this girl sitting across from me, and she was folding these Post-it notes, like the bigger Post-it notes, not the small ones, but the pad. And she was just folding them into shapes, you know, like origami. That's what she was making. So she was folding them and putting it together. And, you know, I looked up at her a few times and watched out, you know, that she was making it. But I was listening to my iPod, so really wasn't paying too much attention to her. But when I went to stand up to get off at the stop, and she grabbed my arm. She was like, "Excuse me, sir." And I was like, "Yeah." Or I said, "Yes." I did not belch. She goes, "I can tell, like, you probably had some bad news today or, you know, a couple days ago. And something's really bothering you. And you're trying to put on a happy face on such a sad soul or a sad face," something like that. So she looks at me and she hands me this star, I guess that's what it is, that she made. It's like a ball, yeah. But a star. It has like 12 points on it. And she goes, "I want to give this to you, and I hope that it can make you smile for at least 10 minutes and make you feel better." And I was like, "Thank you." And I get off the train, I'm like, And I was just like, I was like overcome by it because, first of all, people don't touch you on the train. They don't even want to talk to you, really.
No.
But then for her to actually grab me and tell me what she thought, you know, well, it's not what she thought. I mean, she knew what, you know, what was going on. And just for her to give this to me and wanted me to smile, I thought that was like the sweetest thing ever. And I was just like, oh my God, there are humans out there that have feelings, you know? but my dad or my stepdad is going through with the voice box surgery, and it's going to be on the 11th, and they will be removing his voice box. So he's not going to be able to talk, until that heals up. And then I guess my mom said that he's going to be using the electronic voice box where you hold it up to your throat, which is going to be really difficult. Right. Because I always find that kind of scary and funny at the same time. When I was a kid, I found it really super scary because my dad had a friend that had one of those.
Oh, really?
And I would cry constantly because I was so afraid of it. But it'll be a good adjusting, you know, to get used to. But it'll be interesting because my stepdad, he's a quiet talker, so he doesn't speak a lot, like, loud. So I really don't know how that's going to work
for
him.
The batteries won't run out.
Oh, I have to lighten the mood.
Too soon. No. But it'll be interesting. Which, by the way, last night. So we go to Garcia's and...
Shit.
What was supposed
Garcia's
to be
is evil.
It is evil. It's like this pit of, it's this awesome Mexican restaurant, but it has this force on it that says you will drink your soul away here.
We had a pitcher
so
each.
We started out with a pitcher of sangria, and that's all we were going to do.
No, we started out with margarita.
And that's all we were going to do.
And this is what happened when...
when
Bill was like...
You totally said...
No, I didn't.
You started to say his real name, I think.
Well, you can...
What time is it? 7:22. Write it down. Well, you can edit it out. That face you gave me. Well, you can edit it out.
I edited out a lot of shit.
Well, so what were you going to say?
So what had happened was...
Which happened the last time we went there.
Yeah. We started out with one pitcher.
And that's all we were going to drink.
Yep. And then after that pitcher, I was kind of like, you know, margarita... This margarita is making my throat really scratchy and dry. Mm-hmm. And I really was like... I feel parched.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were looking at each other. And I could tell you didn't really want to do one. And Bill's like, what should we do, guys? And we're just like, well... And he goes, we'll have another.
Right. The same thing that he did last time that we were there. Because we were like,
yeah.
Okay.
We didn't say no.
No.
And then...
So we...
And I love this. And then we're like, well, should we do another? And I'm like, I don't want to do another margarita. And he's like, well, let's do sangria. We'll have another pitcher of sangria. And then Ricky's like, little ice.
Light ice, please.
Light ice, please.
Which she's the sangria, like, the sangria kind of tasted weird after drinking all that margarita.
It did. It had a funny taste.
Oh my.
It was like brushing your teeth and eating steak.
Or brushing your teeth and drinking orange juice. Like, it's just, ugh.
Shh.
That wasn't me. My phone's on vibrate.
My computer's not silent.
Oh.
Oh, your iPad.
Too many damn electronics.
Too many electronics. Not enough hands. So we continued to drink ourselves into oblivion and we were there, 3.5 hours, something like that.
Pretty much.
Where we continued to talk about anything and everything we could. And, so no, I cannot talk about that.
I know. That's funny though.
That's the first time I'd ever shared that story with anyone. I cannot. That cannot go beyond
your lips. Bill and I feel...
Right.
Bill and I feel special.
Yeah, you should. Because that will never happen again.
I'll just say this. It was hilarious.
And it's something that I would never, ever usually do. But it was just this one thing that I did. And it was kind of fun. Kiss it.
No.
I want to lick it. No.
No.
You can kiss it. Too bad you guys will never know. Maybe that's, if we make it out to Las Vegas, maybe that's something we could talk about on the Pride.
Maybe.
Pride 48 episode. What was that? Oh, that's my
chair.
So we drank ourselves into oblivion, and then James and Bill were like, you're totally taking a taxi home. And I'm like, no!
That's why I got cash out, by the way.
I'm not taking a taxi! Because I pay $86 a month to use the buses and the trains.
I got
to, well, last night, once I got up, once I got to, like, Belmont, I was like, fuck that shit. I should have took a taxi.
See?
I was so tired. And I walked all the way from Damon here.
God,
I know.
You mean Fullerton?
No, they didn't go to Fullerton. Went to Belmont.
You went from Belmont to
the Red Line to Jackson.
Oh.
Yeah, I had to do that. Because there's no buses
Damon,
at Fullerton.
Damon. Got it.
So, oh, you did the same thing that I did yesterday when Bill was like, oh, yeah, I go to Damon for Quiznos. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you don't have one closer? You don't have one closer to you? He's like, it's just one. I'm like, no, that's like by my house. He's like, not the blue line, you dumbass. Like, oh, okay.
There's too many. I just got confused.
Right. So, yeah, Garcia's last night was crazy, and I woke up this morning, I was so sick. I was like, oh,
You had the drunk poopies.
Mm-hmm. And I almost had the drunk pukies, because my poopies was so nasty. But before I headed home last night, we went up to Bill's house,
and
he totally fucking ate raw cookie dough, which when I woke up this morning, I was like, oh my God, I better have salmonella. That's what's wrong with me.
Shut up. I eat it all the time. It's so damn
and I was trying to wait to use the bathroom until Lauren left, but I could not wait. Because she's in the kitchen doing her thing.
Sorry,
and I don't want her to hear or have to. Right. I hope I was pretty quiet and she didn't hear anything, but
it's like,
right, squeeze that shit together.
It's like when you're in a public restroom. You're like,
as soon as the door opens,
squeeze that tight.
You better squeeze that ass.
That's coming out.
Or in.
I don't want anything to go in at that time.
Anyway.
Just saying.
Don't let me forget to make that CD for you because it's in there. I just haven't made it yet.
Okay.
So yeah, I woke up this morning with a kind of a bad hangover, and just when we're done with this, I'm fucking taking a nap.
Yeah.
And maybe a big old Ricky Burton nap, nice. Which is usually 3 hours. Jesus. But no, that's still 6. And we'll be done. No, it won't be that long. Have a nap.
That's what he said.
I still haven't decided if I'm going to the birthday tonight.
But open that mouth.
What time does it start at 6?
I don't know.
It's downtown.
Downtown.
Which the buses are going to be like fucking busy as shit.
Well, no, you can actually take the blue line down to Jackson. It's not too far away from there, I don't think.
Yeah.
I'll give you directions.
Well, is it like in downtown? I mean, where is it?
It's,
what's the bar name?
We're going to.
It's just gonna be old, so no one's gonna be able to stalk us.
Tatarino?
Number 10? Tatarino or something?
That's the restaurant we're going to. And then I thought we were going to Paris Club, and I guess they couldn't hold us, and then we're going to some other place, this club or something.
What are you talking about? They couldn't hold us.
They couldn't have more than 10 people reserved or something like that. It was.
Why do you have to reserve at a bar? Oh, because we're gonna be sitting down?
No. Paris Club is a restaurant.
Oh, okay.
I think. Mm. And so we wanted to have like a sit down dinner, I guess. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
we're going to sit down. How many people are going to be there?
Yeah, I guess 10.
Okay. So 10, I know 5 of us. So who are the other 5 people?
I don't know.
You don't know who they are?
I don't know.
Well, this is really interesting for you guys, y'all, I'm sure. So let's move on to a subject.
So I don't know why, but I'm kind of like really into my boobs right now.
You really are into your boobs right now. I mean, you're like.
I feel if I were to do drag, I would have some really nice boobs and nice cleavage.
Not if you did drag, because you do, but.
I do not. Yet.
Okay, sure. That's not what Bill told me. Whatever.
Shut your mouth.
Well, anyway.
Damn it, Bill.
The thing about last night was So I went to Bill's house, and I normally wear a hat everywhere I go, right? Everywhere I go, I wear a hat. So I get to Bill's house, and James is there, and they're both looking at me like super weird, just like,
what's wrong
did
with you?
Did you get a haircut? Are you growing your facial hair out? And James is like, oh, you don't have a hat on. And I was like, fuck, I forgot my hat.
And you were so like,
I don't want to go outside.
It was kind of like the same. Yeah. Even though you were just outside.
I had my hoodie on.
Yeah. But it was funny because it was that same face when you were like listening to the show that was really shitty. Uh-huh. Just, like, we're just both like, oh, fuck.
So, all right, we're all drunk when we get back. Bill lets me use one of his hats, which was super cute. And don't let me forget to give it back to you.
Or my ties. Did you bring my ties?
Oh, they're in my bag. I just didn't give them to you.
Yeah.
I'm a dumbass.
Stupid.
I didn't even wear them. I wore my own tie.
Bitch.
I'll have to show you what I wore. It was cute.
Bitch.
So we get back to Bill's house and we're like super drunk and eating cookie dough and I'm about to walk out the door and Bill looks at me and goes, so are you going to borrow my hat or are you going to give it to me and look ugly on the train? And I was just like, and he's like, no, I didn't mean it like that. That's what you meant.
Bitch.
And James about fell out on the floor. Actually, I think he did fall out on the floor.
No, I think I fell on the bed.
Yeah, pretty much. And then there was some weird tackling and then there was some spanking.
What is that?
And Bill was like, ow, my ass hurts. Because I was like, I smacked him like four times.
Is that in the bathroom at that point?
No, he was on top of you. When you guys were like wrestling or whatever.
Oh.
and he goes, ooh, I have to get my zen place right now because I am, and he's like this.
Yeah. Oh, and then I kept like pinching his nipple. He's like, no. No, you will not.
And I was just like, no.
What?
Just open your mouth.
What?
Open your mouth, Ricky.
No. Better open that mouth.
Open that mouth.
So I guess. Hey, how are you? I don't know if you guys can hear that.
Someone's honking. They're like, "Where's Ricky on this corner?"
Right. Mm-hmm. Beep beep. Where's Ricky?
Doot doot.
On the corner of Damon beep, and beep. What's a street that's not close to here?
Belmont.
Damon and Belmont. So probably in most major cities, they have buses, and then they have like the double bus that like kind of bends in the middle.
Yeah.
And here in Chicago, some of these buses have in the middle where it bends, there's actually chairs there so people can sit. So when I went downtown with Kevin, I was like, oh, I'm going to sit in the middle because I've never sat in the middle of the bus and, you know, I want to try it. So he's like, oh, I'm going to sit over here. And I was like, okay, well, whatever. So he sits like the seats off of the circle, you uh-huh. know, just in the regular part uh-huh. of the bus. So we're talking, and then I look, you know, as we're turning, I kind of look like this at the same time. And I was like, and Kevin's like, oh my God, are you okay? And I was like, oh my God, I think I'm going to throw up. Because the movement, because you actually, it's I don't know if it's you don't much. Move or the middle moves, but it's like,
it does and doesn't. I mean, what it is it's the access point,
right?
The axle or the mm-hmm. axis,
right? It's like the bending point.
Well,
of
what
the
it
bus.
Is you're sitting there, and it looks like it's very Matrix, like uh-huh. your world, your peripheral vision. It looks like your world just like turns in, and so you can see like the front of the bus and the back of the bus.
But when you look down, you see the floor moving, but you're actually not moving because the thing twists as the bus moves. The disc twists. Yeah. But because you're in a standstill or a sit-stand position, your feet aren't really moving with the thing. So you're just like, your equilibrium gets fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And
I like it.
Like, I sat there and I was like, oh God, I have to close my eyes for a second. So I got myself together and I was getting ready to move and I opened up my eyes and then the bus is like, turn in. And I'm like, I was like, oh God, I have to get off this bus. But I finally got off of the circle and then sat down and I closed my eyes for like 30 seconds, 40 seconds and I opened them back up. And I was like, I was like, Kevin, I literally almost vomited all over the place. And I have walked into a bus that has vomit in it.
We've also walked into a train that has diarrhea.
Like straight up shit sprayed all over the place with newspapers covering it. Because, you know, if you see newspapers, then...
He gets it down. It's all good.
Kevin was telling me, I don't know if I talked about this on the last show, but maybe not. Because maybe it was Friday or Saturday he was telling me. He said he was on the train and there was a seat next to him that was available. But it had a napkin on it, just like somebody had dropped, like, you know, a napkin. It was clean. It was just sitting there, and people would pass up the seat. They're like, Which I do the same thing. If there's something on the seat, I usually don't sit there because I don't want to touch whatever's there.
Yeah.
So he said people kept passing it up and passing it up. And so he had a seat, you know, onto himself, like right there. And it's just somebody left a napkin, unused napkin on the seat. And I was like, oh, my God. I have the best idea ever for no one to ever sit beside me. I'm going to take a maxi pad.
Kool-Aid.
And I'm going to sit it right down on the seat, but I'm going to have it covered with cherry topping and put it on top. So then when I get up to get off, I'm going to pick up the pad. I'm going to lick it. I'm going to walk off the train and see what people do. Could you imagine if someone saw that?
Did I talk about that? Yeah,
I'm here. I think. Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't you say it with Bill? Maybe he was here? I think so. You guys, if we told the story about "Do you smell the abortion" on her, then if you haven't heard us, email us and we'll tell it on the next show.
Let us know if because we talk about.
We don't want to do a repeat.
No.
So yeah, that's all that I have on my list. Do you have anything else to talk about?
I do.
Okay. So we have an email too.
We do have another email. So I guess my brother, he has an iPod Touch and he can FaceTime with him. Well, my little sister, my brother, God bless us. He's so funny. He's not so good in school. He's such a lazy procrastinator. Like, he does the shit, but he just doesn't turn it in. Right. And so he's failing like every single class he has.
Oh, that's nice.
Like, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And I try to give him an incentive to say, hey, if you pass your grades and you get everything on, like, in a good score and everything, you can come to Chicago and visit me by yourself.
Uh-huh. And how old is he?
He's 16. Oh, 15. Okay. So, I mean, it would be a fun trip for him, you know? Well, no. He's like, oh, that'd be cool. Yeah, let's do it. No, like, another week later, he's still doing the same shit. I'm like, so, pretty much, he got this for Christmas, and he's had it maybe like 2 weeks now total before it's been taken away.
Oh, okay.
So, I guess my sister, she's 12. No. Oh my gosh. He's 15. She's 12. Okay. We're 3 years apart. And so she keeps trying to FaceTime me everywhere I'm at. So I'm at work and I'll have my phone buzz and it's like, Adam FaceTimed you because it's his iPod and stuff. And I'm like, God damn it. And it's like, I can't answer. I don't have Wi-Fi at work and all this kind of stuff. And so I finally get to a point where I'm able to FaceTime and stuff. And like, my mom is, she's on it with like everyone. Like, it's like five people trying to cram this one iPod Touch to see everyone. And I'm on my computer because I have a FaceTime thing for my computer and stuff. And it's just so funny to see this. And they're all like crammed in. And my mom's just amazed. She's like, this is awesome. Wow. Oh my gosh. And she's amazed by it. So I really feel like we should do a FaceTime ad for Apple.
We should. Or you should. From Nebraska to Chicago.
Spread
Nebraska.
Love.
I set up for you.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
But yeah.
I like FaceTime. It's fun.
I dig it.
My friend Gigi loves it.
We've done it before. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could even post my boob picture.
Yeah. With my face going, we can take that part out.
No, because it's funny. It makes the funny picture.
You see hairy tits, and then my face going, ooh.
Your face is so funny on that. You're just like, oh my God.
Because I had walked up to the phone, because I had laid it down. I had to walk off somewhere, and when I came back, I see hairy tits. And I'm like, yeah. Oh my God.
No, I think it was one of those things where you, I think you switched over because you were text messaging somebody, and then you switched it back, and I had my tits all up in it.
I'm a burr.
I'm a burr. Look at my boobs. I'm a mama cub.
So
let's check out this email.
Yeah. I'll read this one.
Okay.
It's from Nanad, who we love. He's always contacting us. And
dude, you
he's
rock.
Awesome. He's cute, too. Oh, my God. He's so cute. Yeah. Oh, Nanad, send us some new pictures of you and your man. We want to see you. And I would say we'd send a picture of James to you, but he's all personal and stuff. So I'll send you new pictures of me.
Well, since he's
new,
foreign.
Not nude pictures
since
of me.
Since he's foreign.
Yeah. Since you're foreign, maybe we'll be like, okay.
Okay.
So he says, hi there.
Okay.
He says, hi there. After a long, maybe not so long time, here I am writing you an email, this time to Ricky and James. Show is awesome. Loves it. James is super cool and funny, and you do click together. The last show sounds much better. Thanks, Lord. Excuse me, does that sound better? I had a bad time listening.
So bad. That burp was nasty.
I had a bad time listening to you, Ricky, talking to the wrong microphone, but I knew you would get your shit together because you don't want to sound like, I don't know, Cubs Out Loud. Haha, just kidding. Anyway, love you guys. Love you, Ricky, for sending me the CDs and free newspapers. Love you, new guy, Leroy. By the way, Haven, they sound fucking awesome. Keep recording. Nanad.
Nanad.
Nanad, nan.
Nanad, nanad. Yeah.
Thank you for writing in. And I'm glad you like the CDs. I sent him some songs that I work out to, that I run to, because he wanted them. So I sent those to him. No, I don't work out to that. But and then I sent him a free copy of The Red Eye.
Oh, did you?
Too. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I did it for my friend Gigi, too.
I was really sad because I usually come over here on the bus and whatnot, and the bus stop that I'm at usually has a Red Eye stand. Well, today it was empty, and I'm like, oh, I don't have anything to read.
I have one from
yesterday.
The day before yesterday. It's about bisexual people.
That's old news. I'm not
Do you
gay.
Know at Fullerton, they still have police
I'm not
officers
lying.
There? Right. Oh, you saw it? You read that?
I saw the cover. Oh. I was retarded.
You know, because there was that lady that died, got pushed down the stairs. The police officers still at Fullerton, scanning that place, waiting for the person to show up. Yeah. So that's crazy. So we got anything else to talk about? Is that it?
So when I went over, before the show, I went over to 7-Eleven, I texted Ricky, and I was like, hey, Ricky, I'm like, I need to go get some substance. I'm like, what do you want? And he's like, Mountain Dew. And I'm like, do you want diet? And he's like, no. And I'm like,
are you sure?
No, this is the funny part of the story. I'm standing there at the counter, and I pull my earbud out to pay and whatnot. And the guy behind the counter, obviously Indian, he goes, he's like, is that everything? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, he's like, okay, it's da 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 da. And I swipe my card and he's like, thank you, come again. And I was like, you've got to be shitting me. But it wasn't a guy who could speak English very well. Like, it wasn't like he just came over here from India and he's still learning English. Speaking English, like it's like a main language. Just thank you, come
thank
again.
You. Come again. That's funny because when I went down to the 7-Eleven downtown, there was obviously Indians working there. And the one guy was obviously a gay Indian. And I guess he liked him some Ricky, maybe, because he was just like, you know, he was checking me out, or he was checking the person out before me, and she was like taking forever, and he was like this. So like giving the gay roll eye look. And he had his arm like this on the side, so he was like this. So when I get up there, he's checking my things and he looks at me, he's like, he goes like this. Look, look.
I'm looking.
He goes. And I'm like,
did the blink?
No, I don't do that.
I don't like curry.
There's a few Indians that I find attractive, but he was not one of them. So thank you, but no thank you. I'll take my water and go.
Thank you. So, I'm not coming.
Thank you. I'm not coming. Thank you for calling. Well, how may I help you? My name is Bob.
So speaking of which, outsourced.
Offensive show.
Oh my gosh.
It's so offensive.
Horrible. Horrible.
But it's awesome. You have to watch it. I like it.
Horrible.
The one lady from Australia reminds me of Nicole Kidman.
Yeah. She's pretty.
Mm-hmm. So
some other fun
shows pre-Botox. Plastic surgery, Nicole Kidman. Yeah. Now she's just looking like a hot mess.
Yeah. That's too bad.
So we're at 30 minutes.
Oh, wow.
I know already. Went fast by.
Damn.
Huh. Went by fast, actually. Not fast by. So give us a call. 206-984-3685.
Email us at jamesleroyfm@gmail.com or foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Follow us on Twitter. Foulmonkeys here.
And jamesleroyfm.
And you can follow us on Facebook at our fan page.
Yeah! You go, girl!
What is the movie? Well, you better watch yourself.
You better watch yourself, Francine.
You better watch yourself, Francine. I've been taking lessons.
No, you need it.
You better watch yourself, Francine.
I've been taking lessons.
I love that. So I don't know if you guys know what we're talking about, but it's one of those movie trailers
where you don't add the soundtrack. Like they want you to turn the music off.
Turn your shit off.
Right.
Turn your iPad off. Turn your iPhone off. Your iPod. And your computer.
This one they have is from Clash of the Titans.
Clash of the Titans.
And it's Zeus and Hades.
Yeah.
And you know it's the part where Hades comes up into the heavens and Zeus and him are talking, but it's like
it's
two different women.
Angry, you know?
Oh no, it's a guy, right?
No, it's they dub one of the voices
right.
over. It's so it's so funny because it's like, is it the white one? Is it Zeus that's just getting dubbed over?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's like starting out like, hey, you want to go do tennis or whatever? And he's like something
about the racket.
Yeah, racket. And he's like,
oh, I brought an extra racket. No,
no, you need it. She's like,
are you sure?
You better watch yourself, Francine. I've been practicing.
I've been taking lessons. And then he's like, storms off. He's like,
please.
I love that. It's funny.
You better watch yourself, Francine. You better watch
I've been
yourself.
Taking lessons.
When we went and saw Sucker Punch, we both started saying that, and the whole section we were in was like,
I love it. Oh, you guys, I cannot wait until Scream 4. I'm so excited. It's next Friday.
Holla. I am super excited.
Me too.
Super excited. I can't wait to see that blood and
spoon. Awesome.
I want 3D.
I don't know about the 3D part, but I'm super excited about the movie, and I cannot wait. I'm about to die.
I hope it's just fucking crazy.
Me too. And I hope it like really answers questions. Well, there really are no questions.
Like what? What kind of questions?
I don't know. I just hope it finalizes it because I'm done, really.
Well, see, it's the thing I liked about the Scream trilogies was that it was like it was pretty much one of those things where you had all these like 70s, 80s, like early 90s kind of movies where they're trying to keep going with the horror thing and everything, and then Scream comes in and it's like we're gonna make kind of a little fun of it and we're gonna poke fun at the horror and the generic rules that are always going on in it and everything, and then they continued with it. It was actually kind of fun. I liked it.
And Scream 4, the premise. Is that the right word?
The premises?
The premises of this one is the killer is mocking or doing killings from the first movie stab that they made about the original Scream
movie. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't read anything about
it. Yeah. Well, I've just watched the preview.
It's one of those things where, like, with movies like this, I don't want to read or hear or see anything about it because I don't want to have any expectations whatsoever going
into
it because I think I'll get ruined. How does yours smell?
Like hot peppers. Oh. Pretty good. It makes you want to like swallow it.
You better open that mouth.
You better open that mouth.
Cancer.
Oh. I'm not putting that in the show notes. I'm not putting that in the show notes. My mom sees that, she'll die because it comes up on my Facebook.
Oh.
Yeah. Which, Bill and I have a new It's kind of like a high five, but it's called the Fat Boy High Five. So I do the F in sign language, and he does the B in sign language, and we just do high five. Fat boys.
Retarded.
All right, so we're really out of here. We got
to
go.
All right. Hey, don't forget to follow us on Tumblr, because that shit's awesome.
Oh, yeah, we forgot about that part.
Thalmonkeys.tumblr.com.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Holla, people. See you later.
Peace.
Bye.
How about Chicago? I could be there.